Streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a new call for warning labels on social media about the dangers to teenagers' mental health. The Surgeon General is speaking out in an op-ed in this morning's New York Times. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has details.
Dr. Vivek Murthy says the warning should advise parents that social media platforms could damage the mental health of adolescents. The labels, like those on cigarettes and alcohol, are one of the most powerful tools available, he says, but he'll need Congress to approve the plan.
Dr. Murthy says the dangers of YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram to kids are just as great as road fatalities or contaminated food. President Biden is going after Donald Trump in a new TV ad titled Character Matters.
This election is between a convicted criminal who's only out for himself and a president who's fighting for your family.
It's part of a $50 million ad buy for the month of June and references Mr. Trump's 34 felony convictions in his hush money case, as well as the liability finding at his sex abuse and defamation trial and the judge's fraud determination in his New York civil case. A week and a half before the first presidential debate, the former president meets today with House Speaker Mike Johnson at Mar-a-Lago. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
This meeting comes not only as Donald Trump tries to win back the White House, but as House Republicans try to maintain the majority in the U.S. House, with both sides seeking to help each other. Trump has offered to help campaign for embattled House Republicans, and he's seeking their help in investigating President Biden, President Biden's family, and pressing the issue of border security.
Just in from Israel, officials say Prime Minister Netanyahu has dissolved his influential war cabinet that's been in charge of steering the war in Gaza. It comes a week after a key decision maker, opposition lawmaker Benny Gantz, announced his resignation. The Israeli military is observing an 11-hour tactical pause right now along an aid corridor in southern Gaza to safeguard humanitarian deliveries. Firefighters near L.A. are trying to control a fast-spreading wildfire that's quickly become the largest in the state this year. County Fire spokesman Craig Little.
The wind has been a major factor, along with the dry fuels, along with the terrain. That's all a recipe for a very quickly moving flame.
And oppressive heat waves moving from the middle of the country eastward. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We'll get to 96 in Chicago, 97 in Toledo. That is tying the record for the day. And then we move into Tuesday, and we are looking at a temperature of 97 in Burlington, Vermont.
S&P futures are down 2. Dow futures off 59. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The fatal shooting Friday night in Kenosha happened near 48th Street and 36th Avenue. Kenosha police say 32-year-old Kenneth Davidson was shot at around 9 Friday night. Investigators report that no arrests have been made at this point. Ride ridership is up. The Racine bus system reports a 40% increase in people riding the transit system in 2023. According to the city of Racine, the system provided over 1 million unique rides last year. That puts them above pre-pandemic levels. Transit Director Trevor Young credits the city's laser focus on expanding access to public transportation. A reminder about the Racine rally for Trump tomorrow. Given the heat, it'll likely be an indoor event. However, there is an option for an outdoor address at Festival Park. The former president is expected to speak at around 3. Prepare for traffic impacts in and around the downtown Racine area tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers with another series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers win a thriller 5-4 before a sold-out AmFam Field on Father's Day. It's the eighth time in a row the Brewers have beat the Reds in a series. Willie Adames with another dramatic home run in the sixth to take the lead on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras at second, Yelich at first. And Adames in the center field. This one is back! Gone! And the Brewers take the lead!
Really thought they were going to attack me with the fastball because last time I faced him, he was throwing me a lot of fastballs in. So I just tried to get a pitch closer to me. And, you know, I wasn't looking for it, but I recognized it and, you know, put the barrel on it.
That's Willie Adames. The crew in Anaheim tonight to take on the Angels. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau held on to win his second U.S. Open by beating Rory McIlroy.
I was a little lucky. Rory didn't make a couple putts that he could have coming in. I had an amazing up and down in the last. It's a dream come true.
That's Bryson DeChambeau. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, 88 our high. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Partly cloudy, 72 tonight. Mostly sunny to the mid-80s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 86. Again, an afternoon storm. For Thursday, mostly sunny and 81. Currently, 69 degrees.
Every mother talks the same. You ever notice they have these little momisms? They just pass them down through generations. You've heard them all. We've all heard the same stuff growing up. Stuff like, if I had to come up there... You all heard that. Unless you lived in a mobile home, you heard that one. Then I get those punishment momisms. You all had those, right? How would you like a beating? Oh, gee, I'd love a beating right now. That or the ball game? I can't decide. Then she'd get lazy. Go get me something to beat you with. Like, I'm going to come back with a 2x4 with nails in it. I brought her a sponge. There you go, my well away. Ouch, you're hurting me. I'm gonna knock you into the middle of next week. Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday.
Days a week. It's 6:09 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here for local news and timeless hits all morning long. In food news today, a study found buying something healthy at the grocery store makes you more likely to also buy something unhealthy. Like, I grabbed some lettuce. Good for me. By the way, where are those Doritos that I wanted? That is so true. I mean, how many times have you done that? You grab something healthy and you feel, well, I did that, so I deserve some Little Debbie cakes. Yeah. CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival now, 610 at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today, hot weather, highs near 89.
Now. Nelson, good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on.
Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you.
just saw a picture of John Sebastian recently with Arlo Guthrie. Oh, my goodness. Everybody looks so old. Yeah, John Sebastian and Arlo Guthrie took the picture together. I didn't recognize either one of them in the picture. If it didn't tell me who they were, I wouldn't have known. 11 Spoonful at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits here on your Monday morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here at 6:15. And I hope you had a great Father's Day, by the way. A poll asked people about different scenarios and whether they'd call their mom or dad for help. They found that moms are more likely to get the call when the kids need emotional support, like you're sick or you did bad on a test in school. But when we're dealing with more serious issues, dad was the one we're more likely to turn to. 59% of young adults would call their dad first if they crashed the family car. 62% would call dad instead of mom if they were sitting in a jail cell. We'd never get to that. I don't know who I'd call for it. You know, whoever was there. I think my mother, not that she cared more, she was more of a, oh, come here type of person than my dad. My dad was, you know, walk it off. One of those type guys. But they both cared. I mean, they both cared equally. It's just they handled it different. 6:15 WRJN, mostly sunny, hot today with a high near 89. Sweating now. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 72. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 86. Right now, sunny and 70 at Radio Park. Hey, coming up this morning, a little after 7 o'clock, Bill Lawrence is going to be here. Remember the name Bill Lawrence? Yeah, he did afternoons here for years at WRJN. And he also worked at our competitor down the block in Kenosha. And he's going to be here as part of our WRJN historical marker. He is number 10. So he'll be here a little after 7 o'clock. We'll talk about the good old days. Or were they that good? Didn't seem it at the time, but looking back, yeah. 6:16 WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Do you know a child who's coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
All right, in space news this morning, living on Mars is going to really suck. It got scorched by the burst of solar energy that caused our big northern lights display last month. A study found astronauts might need kidney dialysis to deal with all the radiation up there. I don't know. Makes me want to be an astronaut and go to Mars, huh? Come back, you need dialysis. What's that all about? Black Magic Woman Santana, 620. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's 2:50, WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Benny King. Remember Benny King? He was from the Drifters. Here he is on his own, Stand By Me. Local news and timeless hits.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand
that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea. I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
How does this happen? A woman flies to attend her dad's wedding. When she gets there, she realizes she's a year early. I mean, I can understand a few hours early, maybe the wrong day, but a year? How does that happen? Incense, peppermint, strawberry alarm clock at WRJN.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, buzz, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Played a show with them once back in the 60s, and it was a high school, and Strawberry Alarm Clock was on the bill at a high school. They wouldn't do that today, but back then I guess they took any gig they can get. I remember them playing that at the high school. Incense Peppermints. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And now celebrities who were kicked out or banned from places for bad behavior. Let's start it off with one of the biggest celebrities, Madonna, banned from the Alamo Drafthouse movie theater in 2013 for texting during the movie 12 Years a Slave, then lashing out at another patron who asked her to stop. Paris Hilton, banned from the Wynn Las Vegas Resorts in 2010 after being arrested on a felony cocaine possession charge. Wouldn't she stay at the Hilton Hotel if she was in Vegas? Why would she stay at the Wynn? And Janet Jackson, disinvited from the 2004 Grammys after her Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction. Was that really her fault, though? They kicked her out for that, huh? I'm Don Rosen, 6:30 on the noggin right now. Time for news at WRJN. Let's do it.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The fatal shooting Friday night in Kenosha happened near 48th Street and 36th Avenue. Kenosha police say 32-year-old Kenneth Davidson was shot at around 9 Friday night. Investigators report that no arrests have been made at this point. Ride ridership is up. The Racine bus system reports a 40% increase in people riding the transit system in 2023. According to the city of Racine, the system provided over 1 million unique rides last year. That puts them above pre-pandemic levels. Transit Director Trevor Young credits the city's laser focus on expanding access to public transportation. A reminder about the Racine rally for Trump tomorrow. Given the heat, it'll likely be an indoor event. However, there is an option for an outdoor address at Festival Park. The former president is expected to speak at around 3. Prepare for traffic impacts in and around the downtown Racine area tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Monday. As summer rolls in, so do tractor safety courses. These are a must for anyone gearing up to handle machinery on the farm or in the yard. Even if you're a teenager eyeing up your driver's license, tractor safety courses offer important information on navigating roads alongside agricultural implements. Scott Royce is a crops and soils educator for the Division of Extension. He leads a tractor safety course in Antigo. He says accidents can happen. Anytime.
Well, certainly some of the more common causes of tractor accidents are, when they're on a roadway at least, are usually inattentive driving or unaware drivers and differences in speed on when they're on roadways and things like that. So on roadways, it's one set of circumstances. On the farm, tractor accidents, the majority of tractor accidents are usually actually rollovers or as far as where there could potentially be injuries involved.
Scott Royce is a crops and soils regional educator with the Division of Extension. You can find tractor safety courses near you through the Division of Extension website. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
One of the most common questions that farmers ask is, why don't we see marketing for our dairy products in our state? Where should we be looking? Tina Peterson, director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, sheds light on how you can see your checkoff dollars at work.
Well, this is the perfect time of the year for them to ask that. In every media market across the state in June, we have over 57 dairy farm families featured on local news stations telling their dairy story and encouraging consumers to really celebrate June Dairy Month. But outside of Wisconsin is actually where we spend a majority of our efforts. We know that in Wisconsin, we appreciate our dairy farmers and our dairy products, but we really need to grow demand outside of Wisconsin. In fact, 90% of the milk in Wisconsin is made into cheese, and 90% of that cheese is sold outside of Wisconsin. So growing those export markets, growing demand across the United States, whether it's out in Washington or down in Florida, those are the areas that we really target to make sure we're growing demand.
Visit WisconsinDairy.org to learn more.
The maple syrup production numbers are in for Wisconsin. The sap season got an early start this year with a heat wave in late July. Producers were able to take advantage of that bonus sap if they tapped early enough. Wisconsin harvested 458,000 gallons. This is up 1,000 gallons from last year. Wisconsin ranks fourth in the nation for maple syrup production. In other news, the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is collecting ticks for a research project to help prevent diseases like Lyme disease. So far, the Institute has identified more than 3,200 ticks. Most of these were common, like the dog, wood, and deer ticks, but they also found ticks typically located in the southern part of the country, like the Lone Star ticks. Scientists are working to determine the extent of the spread and the potential health effects. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, 88 our high. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Partly cloudy, 72 tonight. Mostly sunny to the mid-80s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 86. Again, an afternoon storm. For Thursday, mostly sunny and 81. Currently, 69 degrees.
I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. I don't stop to think. I just, you know, just, oh, no, words are coming out. Oh, no. I'm not thinking. What is that? Like, I met this woman recently. I could have sworn she was pregnant. Let me tell you. I know now. I think the rule is don't guess at that ever, 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 ever. Something like that. I didn't have enough evers memorized, you know? So I said, hey, when's that baby due? You ever feel a word coming up, but it's too late to stop it? It's coming out and loud. Hey, when's that baby due? Baby! What baby? At the zoo, the pandas. I knew they were trying to have one. I just, you know, thought we'd talk about them. Talk about the fluffy zoo animals that they, I hear they got them over there. You can go look at them and if you want, touch them. Have you ever guessed somebody's gender wrong? There's no recovering from that. You just got to move on because you ain't wriggling out of nothing, you know? Hey, excuse me, sir? Ma'am. Okay. Okay, bye. Bye, human. Bye, person. Nice to meet you, individual.
All that talk about ticks during the farm update just a few moments ago made me all itchy. Supremes at WRJN Local News, 10 and 6. Of that song, it was a hit. Then they had Vanilla Fudge and Kim Wilde, also had a hit version of You Keep Me Hanging On. Here's Bob Seger now.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. I'll be late for the door. I like that old time of rock.
I hear that song, I think of Tom Cruise skating across the floor in his underwear. That ain't risky business. And then Ron Reagan Jr. did it on SNL. He did the same bit. He skated across the stage on his underwear doing that song. All right, we have moron news this morning. This is the stuff you won't hear on CBS News or Stuart J. Waddles reporting on. Moron news. A Lamborghini worth $234,000 stolen from Salt Lake City International Airport after the owner left it there for a week. Get this, with the doors unlocked and the keys inside. That's real moron news, isn't it? You spoke, we listened. Local news, timeless hits back here at WRJN with Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. It's 6:42, looking for sunshine. Hot weather, highs near 89 today. Right now, sunny 71 at Radio Park.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, 645 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits this morning. Well, Loudwire put together this list of bands that don't have the word "the" in front of them. Some of them are surprising. Bee Gees, they're not the Bee Gees, they're just Bee Gees. Here's one that I didn't know. The Eagles, they're not the Eagles, they're just Eagles. Misfits, Ramones, I always call them the Ramones. Carpenters. Now, Richard Carpenter once corrected somebody interviewing him. He said, "We're not the Carpenters, we're just Carpenters." That's the first time I ever heard that. And Proclaimers, I'm going to be 500 miles. Proclaimer, they're not the Proclaimers. So it took me a while on the radio to stop saying "the" in front of Carpenters. I still do it because people expect it and they don't realize there's no "the." But that's the way Richard Carpenter wants it, I guess. Mostly sunny, hot today. Highs near 89. This is the part of the year I get crabby. So if I come in tomorrow morning and crabby, you'll know why, because it was high of 89. Partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Mostly sunny with a high of 86 tomorrow. I might be crabby with a high of 86. You never know. Sunny at 71 at Radio Park. Don't forget the Brewers are on the West Coast to take on the Angels 8 p.m. tonight. here at WRJN 646.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's 6:49. Good morning. Guess who's coming in at 7:06? Actually, he's here now. Bill Lawrence. Remember Bill? All right, it's our WRJN historical marker. He's number 10 on the list. And we're going to talk about the good old days, which maybe weren't so good. That's coming up.
I have someone who needs me, someone I needed so long. Once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Oh,
desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say, it's this right, you can't take it.
Two in WRJN, mostly sunny and hot today. Highs near 89 degrees. Remember when they were called the Young Rascals? Not just the Rascals. Here's Groovin'.
Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine.
Tell me what you found, girl. Who, girl, want you?
Finger. What a name for a group, huh? No matter what here at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. It's a Monday morning. Humans eventually losing out to AI, but not for now. Experts warn ChatGPT is untrustworthy. Actual art is outperforming AI art. And recruiters say they can tell when you wrote a resume with artificial intelligence. They can tell. Now, can the teachers tell when kids write their term papers or their final essays using ChatGPT and all these AI things? Can they tell it? They say they can. I don't know. I couldn't tell. Although I was looking at a photograph on Facebook, and something looked different about it. Somebody wrote in one of the comments, they said, this is AI. I could tell because all the people in the photograph kind of look like they're related. What AI did was it didn't really change all the faces. It changed the hair, added some wrinkles, added some things to it. But if you look closely, the eyes are basically the same as those of the mouth. And I said, wow, I almost got fooled. All right, final question this hour. What's the germiest spot in your car? Number one answer was the steering wheel. Wrong. Swab test found it's actually your driver's side floor mat. Think about all the things you step in, and you know what I'm talking about. Then you get into your car, it's got to be germier than that steering wheel. All right, it's 7 o'clock at WRJN. Bill Lawrence is here. We're going to talk about the good old days, WRJN historical marker number 10. That's coming up in just a few moments here with local news and timeless hits at WRJN, 7 o'clock on the nose. Time for the news.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The presidential ad war season has begun. A week before the first debate, President Biden's campaign has released a spot attacking Donald Trump over his